Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Fixing money problems, you know, fixing the money thing, you know, it's just not about numbers and budgets. It's about changing your thinking and how that will change your life. Gary Kesey and his wife, Drenda, were severely in debt until they found hope in the scriptures. And since then, their Forward Financial Group has helped hundreds of thousands of families become debt-free and financially sound. Their Faith Life Now organization offers worldwide conferences, weekly television programming, books, resources, practical financial support, and personalized help. I'm very grateful, privileged today. The author of Fixing the Money Thing, A Practical Guide to Your Financial Success, Gary Kesey, is with me today by phone, and it's a special blessing for all of us. Gary, welcome to our show.
Well, it's an honor to be with you, Danny, and certainly glad to be with all those listening.
Gary, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Ohio, in a small town, farming community, and just kind of your normal average middle America type family. We went to church some. Wasn't a strong Christian background, but went to church some. So my family was fairly successful in life as far as, you know, business and financial things.
Mm-hmm. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, you mean towards spiritual things? I mean, obviously, my grandparents were probably the greatest influence I had. They were strong Christians. They just lived down the street from me, so that had a strong pull on my life. But I really didn't come to know Christ until I was about 19 years of age. My family owned pizza shops, and I ran one of them. And one night, a man came in to the counter, and he told me that Jesus still did the same things he did today. He does the same things today that he did in the Bible. And that caught my attention, Danny. And so he was preaching a revival down the street, and I went down there, and my life hasn't been the same since.
What happened? What happened at the revival? What happened when you went there?
Well, I went to the revival, of course. He was preaching. The thing that caught my attention was the presence of God, which was new to me. I didn't, that feeling, that, which I now know, you know, the anointing, God's presence was there. I didn't know what that was, but I gave my heart to the Lord that night in a new way, and I couldn't share enough with people about Christ. I was running one of the pizza shops. In those days, you know, Danny, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have even VCR tapes yet. And so the kids would kind of hang around the pizza shop. They would stay there. We were open to 1 o'clock. So I began to share with the kids about Christ. We had a lot of people come to Christ. I had experiences with the Holy Spirit there, and so that kind of got me launched towards my desire to help people understand who God is and know Christ.
Well, you've been in the ministry. You're in the ministry. You're, I guess we could call you a specialist in on the subject of money, an expert, but more than just a money guy, but the spiritual applications, the spiritual principles that come along with it. Your book, Money Mysteries from the Master, Time-Honored Financial Truths from Jesus Himself. By the way, Gary, how did this all come to play, especially in light of yourself, you and your wife experiencing financial debt?
Well, you know, probably you may know of people also who love God but are not doing well financially. Mm. We weren't doing well financially. We loved God. We led worship in our church. you know, this is, of course, way past the incident that I just told you about at the pizza shop. I went on. God called me to preach when I was 19 later that year, and I went on to Oral Roberts University, graduated from college, married Drenda, my wife, and God called me into finance. I was surprised. I mean, I had a vision when I was 19 to preach, and I was really confused at age when I was at the end of college that I didn't go into the ministry right then. In fact, he directed me into finances, which was kind of confusing, but he called me to that. I knew it, and I enjoyed it. But it was not, we were struggling financially, and I had a lot to learn. And it got to the place that we had 10 maxed out credit cards that were canceled, 3 finance company loans at 28%, IRS liens owed relatives, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. We owed money to everyone. This was a way of life. I wish I could say it was a short term, you know, week or two. This was 9 years of living like this. And it got so emotionally distressed that I was having panic attacks. They put me on antidepressants. At that time, we had, you know, 5 kids. And, you know, what I read in the Bible, I wasn't experiencing. And so it came to a head. Everything was canceled. You know, we were just desperate. And our life was just not fun. And I knew that was the end. An attorney called, and he was filing a lawsuit that day against us. And I just knew, you know, wait, something. I mean, something's got to change. This isn't good. And I cried out to the Lord. We lived in a little small farmhouse, and I went upstairs and laid across the bed, and I just cried out to God, and he answered me. He answered me and told me that the mess that I was in, he had nothing to do with, that it wasn't, you know, he didn't do that to me, but that I had never taken the time to learn how his kingdom operated in the realm of finances. And, of course, I didn't know what that meant. What do you mean, how your kingdom operated? Here I was leading worship in church. I knew I was going to heaven. You know, I knew the Spirit of God. I loved God with my whole heart. I'd gone to college with a you know, degree in theology. I was doing everything I knew to do to serve God, but here I was going bankrupt, and God said it was because I never learned how his kingdom operated. I had no clue what that meant. But at that point, then I went to Drenda. I told her what God had said to me. I remember we actually held hands and said, okay, God, you've got to show us what you're talking about. What do you mean how your kingdom operates? Well, we applied. We began to study, and God began to open up things to us out of the scriptures regarding his principles. And in 2.5 years, we were completely debt-free. We had started 3 companies. I mean, our whole life just changed. Began to pay cash for our cars, our house, started, you know, ministry. Just everything changed drastically in the financial field because we learned about God's kingdom and how it operates. And a lot of people don't know how it operates. But a kingdom, Danny, infers government and laws. And I think most people beg. You know, they cry out to God, but they don't realize that he's already given them everything they have need of in his kingdom, and it's based on laws. They can learn those laws. They can apply those laws, and they can have success.
Well, you talk about a gap, about a 2-year window of time when there was a transition mm-hmm. and a financial transformation. You talk about, you write about discovering the spiritual laws of God's kingdom and exactly how to apply them. The good thing, Gary, I'm glad you're with us. I'm glad you're on the program today, because you're not just keeping it all to yourself and just sharing the story that, yes, you've come out of it. You're living a new financial life, but you're sharing with others how they also can experience that. I think you're speaking to a lot of people who, you know, they're saying, hey, he knows what I feel like in getting panic attacks, not wanting to answer the phone when the phone rings or buzzes or vibrates. Discover the spiritual laws of God's kingdom and exactly how to apply them. Gary Kesey is the author of the book, Fixing the Money Thing. He's also written Money Mysteries from the Master, Time-Honored Financial Truths from himself. Gary, you're speaking at New Hope, aren't you?
Yes, I'm excited about that. I'll be there tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock?
Yes.
At New Hope, you'll be able to hear Gary Kesey share. Gary, if someone wants to get a hold of your book, if they want to get a hold of more resources, how could they do that?
Well, they can go to GaryKesey.com. That's Gary, K-E-E-S-E-E, four E's, S in the middle, .com, and they have all my resources there. We have a lot of resources besides the two books on the Kingdom of God and how to win financially. We found out that the average family, by the way, Danny, can be debt-free in 5 to 7 years, including their mortgage, usually without changing their income. We've been doing that for 30-some years. We also own a company that does that. Besides preaching and teaching these principles, we actually do hands-on work with families, showing them how to find lost money, how to reposition that lost money, and how to be out of debt in that 5 to 7 year period of time. And surprisingly, most people don't realize they can be free that fast. You know, we've been kind of brainwashed in America to believe that 30-year mortgage, you know, so we think we're supposed to have mortgage payments. I mean, that's just, you know, how it is, you know, 30 years. But it's so interesting to learn how money works and how lenders and advertising and marketing is trying to take or steal from us our wealth through interest payments and just marketing, you know, campaigns that get us to spend money and to go into debt for things. There's a better way to live.
GaryKesey.com. GaryKesey.com. That's Gary, K-E-E-S-E-E, .com. You can get his books, Fixing the Money Thing, Money Mysteries from the Master, and other resources available for you, Gary Kesey, at GaryKesey.com. When we come back, let's delve in, Gary. Hey, let's go into it a little bit. We don't want to leave our dear listeners hanging. Let's talk about some of these principles, some of the things that you've learned,
yeah,
and some of what you will share tomorrow night at New Hope, 7 o'clock p.m. You'll be able to hear him yourself, Gary Kesey. Stay with us. We'll be back with more about money. Fixing the money thing. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner.
Friday, June 19th.
Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry
presents the 18th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club.
Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jccy.org to register.
Teams are filling fast. Register today.
Learn about special sponsorships at jccy.org. See why golfers return year after year.
Friday, June 19th.
Register at jccy.org.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
You're listening.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Joyce Meyer, a best-selling author and Bible teacher, says, I believe the practical, everyday insight Gary shares will educate and empower you to take control of your finances and discover the peace and financial freedom God desires for you. She's speaking of Gary Cassie. He's the author of the book, Fixing the Money Thing, A Practical Guide to Your Financial Success. Gary will be speaking tomorrow night at New Hope, the Marketplace Ministry Group. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so grateful you're with us today. Grateful, and you're in for a treat, and that Gary is with us today. You can find out more about him at GaryCassie.com. Gary, when we talk about money, what are we really talking about?
We're talking about purpose. You know, it's not about money by itself. Money by itself is a very shallow thing. Money's a tool. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 that no one can serve two masters. Either he'll hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And so money is a tool. It can also be a bad master. And Jesus is teaching us that God is our master. We need to serve God. But in the earth realm, when Adam lost all of the provision God had created for him, when he rebelled against God, he became a survivalist. And God told him, okay, you know, since you have rebelled against me, you've basically, you know, tied my hands, now through painful toil and sweat, you'll have to make your way through life. And that's how we've lived ever since then, is we've had this concept of painful toil and sweat, that we've got to find money. We've got to find provision. It's our number one objective. You know, people make decisions around it. And if we have money, we hoard it. Because the only way out of the rat race is to have enough money to stop. And so it's a long story, but essentially Jesus said that life is not things. Money's a tool, but you have to have it. In fact, Drenda and I always say, until you fix the money thing, you'll never discover your purpose, because you'll be too busy running and trying to make money to ever find out who you really are.
So take us further.
Okay.
How do you?
Well, Danny,
how do we take the next step?
Yeah, most people become something to make money. In other words, people may be a round peg trying to fit into a square hole
to make money.
In the earth realm, to survive, you have to have money. So people make decisions: where can I make the most money? Where can I? I'll move over to this state. I'll change jobs. All their decisions are not about their purpose and about who they are created to be. It's about making money, saving money, you know, trying to escape the pressure of having to find money. And so because of that, we live in a culture where people don't know themselves. They don't know why they're different. They see differences about themselves, different personalities, different giftings. But they're frustrated many times by that. They don't realize God's made them unique, with unique talents and abilities that are different, different personalities, because of their assignment, their purpose to be here. And so I say you'll never discover that purpose until you fix the money thing, which means that you have enough money to live free from the care of money, live free of debt, you know, have money to be generous. You don't wake up thinking about money. You're thinking about what I am to do that day. You know, if your car breaks down, it's not a major emergency. You just buy another one. You just fix it. So money is not—it's not a problem. You're concerned, and you're moving towards your assignment. That's what happened to me when God began to teach me the principles of His kingdom. In Luke chapter 6, verse 20, it says, "Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of God." So obviously, the kingdom of God, the laws, the government of God is the answer for someone that is trapped in this earth-cursed system of lack and poverty that came into existence when Adam lost God's provision. And so I began applying those laws. Drenda and I created several businesses that are still in existence today, the principles of the kingdom can be learned. If you look at Jesus, he operated in them. And if we look at Luke chapter 5, you'll see that Peter, James, and John were partners in a fishing business. They fished all night and caught nothing. Jesus comes along. He borrows the boat. He preaches from the boat. He comes back in, tells Peter to go back out, catch fish. And so he catches so many fish, the boat about sinks. He asks his partner, James and John, to come out. Their boat about sinks. Now there we have a drastic comparison of kingdom living and the earth realm living. They'd fished all night, they'd labored, they caught nothing, compared to when Jesus was involved, showing them where the fish were at. They caught so many fish, both boats about sank. Now that's the comparison. When I discovered how those fish showed up, and God began to teach us, and those principles are in those stories, they're in the Bible, that, you know, how did those fish show up? How did Jesus do that? How did he multiply the bread? You know, are there laws or principles that governed what he did to feed those thousands of people with bread? You know, Peter had taxes to pay. He came to Jesus. He didn't have the taxes. He said, Jesus, what do I do? Jesus said, go catch a fish. In its mouth, you'll find a gold coin. Well, I'm a spiritual scientist. I want to know how that happened. What are the principles behind that? How did Jesus meet the need? You know, he didn't tell Peter to go get a job and leave his assignment. He told him to gather what he had need of and stay on assignment. Well, see, most people don't do that. Most people have left, well, let me say it this way. Their purpose is trying to find provision. They're not gaining provision to do their assignment. They don't know what their assignment is. They're just trying to get money. They're trying to gain provision. Most people are just trying to survive. So this is what changed my life. It's all right here in the Bible. These stories, these Bible stories, are written for us to learn from. How did they happen? What were the laws of the kingdom that allowed them to happen, that caused them to happen? And as we study them, we begin to learn how the kingdom operates.
You know, in the two-year period when you were in such debt that your life was literally imploding, who did God send, Gary, into your life to help you to unpack some of these truths that you now share with us?
Well, to be honest with you, I had not heard these truths taught. But through prayer and the Lord showing them to me, I really did not see these truths taught. I had heard, I guess, some of these principles in the past, but basically, it was a process over actually a long period of time. When I was 9 years in debt, you know, severely in debt,
right?
When then God began to bring me out, then he began to teach me, and he began to open the scriptures to me and the principles. Now, I had a financial planning background, because when I went to finances out of college, you know, I understood some things about money, obviously not very much because I was in such debt. But I understood some things. And so I would have to say that these things were learned when I began to apply myself to the Word, and God began to point these things out to me. And so I wrote them down and began to, you know, my mindset was, I'm a spiritual scientist. I wanted to find out how these things work. And so I dug into these principles and dissect them and asked the Holy Spirit to show them to me.
It's like he gave you a key. A key to unlock these truths that you are now sharing. Tomorrow night you'll be at New Hope's Marketplace Ministry Group, New Hope there at Sand Island Access Road, 7 o'clock p.m. You'll be able to hear Gary Cassie. He'll be sharing there. In fact, there's a 5 o'clock. What's happening at 5 o'clock?
The Marketplace Ministry Group is at 5 o'clock. That's a kind of just a meet-and-greet session.
Okay.
If someone wants to come by, we're going to talk for just a few minutes there. 7 o'clock is, I think, the actual midweek service for New Hope, and I'll be speaking there. But we'd love to meet the people, and you know, if they come out, we'd love to have the opportunity to share with them.
Gary, what are you speaking about tomorrow?
Well, I speak about the kingdom about everywhere I go. So I will be speaking about the kingdom and how it affects our finances tomorrow night.
Give us a glimpse. Give us a glimpse, a snapshot, maybe a preview of that.
Well, essentially, when we operate with kingdom law, there is no lack, okay? So I just shared with you the story of Peter, James, and John that fished, caught nothing. They did all they knew to do. They were professionals, and they caught nothing. But what was it that allowed them to catch two boatfuls of fish? Now, people would say, well, Jesus was there. That's true. But the kingdom of God is now in us, Luke chapter 17, verse 20. The Spirit of God is in us. So we have access to the same information Jesus did. The Holy Spirit in us can tell us what to do in situations, lead us into creating our answer, or where to fish in their situation. And so I'll be talking about how that works, how we can tap into the kingdom of God that's in us, the Spirit of God in us, for this direction that we have need of, the answers we have need of, and to create. I always tell people, stop looking for money and allow God to help you create wealth or capture wealth. You know, we have the God of all creation on the inside of us. He knows everything. And we're not destined to be broke. It's just not right. And God in us, the wisdom of God, the mind of Christ, we should be the most prosperous people on the face of the earth, the most creative people on the face of the earth, the most excited people on the face of the earth today. And unfortunately, that's not the case. So I'll be talking about that tomorrow night.
How important is stewardship?
Stewardship, meaning your definition of stewardship, meaning being faithful over what you have?
Let's go there. Yeah. How about that?
Well, stewardship is kind of a mixed term for me.
Mm-hmm.
Stewardship means that we're God's. We've been purchased with a price. Everything we have is His. So when we have a kingdom mindset that we are part of the kingdom of God, we've been purchased. We belong to God, then we have a whole different reason to prosper. And once we get out of the survival mentality of trying to just make money for myself, and I began to understand that the purpose of God for wealth is bigger than me, and I allow God to use my resources to touch other people, then you're going to find a tremendous advantage in finance.
Gary Cassie is speaking tomorrow night at New Hope Oahu. 5 o'clock is the Marketplace Ministry Group there at Sand Island Access Road. He'll be speaking also in the midweek service there at New Hope. You can go and hear him and get a hold of his books and other resources at GaryCassie.com. That's Gary KEESEE.com. When we come back, what do the Joneses know? What's their secret? What are they holding back from us that we don't know? They don't want us to know. What about that which no one wants you to know? There are troubling times ahead. But there's a revolution coming, and Gary Cassie speaks about common sense and spiritual law. He'll be speaking about the kingdom tomorrow night. It's one of his key messages. When we come back, you'll hear more from Gary Cassie. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Gary Cassie is our guest today. He and his wife, Drenda, you know, they were severely in debt until they found hope in the scriptures. I mean, you talk about 9 years of just horrific financial situations. I mean, to the point where, things were literally imploding. And God, in a moment of desperation, God spoke to him about regaining the understanding, opening his heart and his mind to what the scriptures had to say, what lessons God had in the word, and Gary began to apply it. And in the course of 2 years, he was able to get out of debt, start some businesses, and now his ministry has grown, expanded. He has a television ministry on Daystar. It's a daily program. He travels and speaks, and he's also pastor of Faith Life Church, and pastors there in Ohio. So Gary is with us today, and Gary, you know, let's talk about the Joneses' scary little secret. What is that?
Well, the Joneses' scary little secret is that everything looks great on the outside, but underneath the covering of the nice house, the nice car, the nice clothes, it's all fake. They don't own any of it. They don't own the house. The clothes they've worn, they got them at the store with the credit card. the car they drive they don't own, they're still making payments on it. I mean, everything is a lifestyle of charades. They don't own a thing. And unfortunately, the majority of Americans live that way, live paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. And this is why Drenda and I travel and crisscross the country to tell people there's ways out of this, and the kingdom of God is your key.
What is it that you write in your book, Fixing the Money Thing, Practical Guide to Your Financial Success? You write about what no one wants you to know. What is that?
What no one wants you to know, in the sense that that I don't want them to know? I'm sorry, Danny, didn't understand.
Yeah. In your book, Fixing the Money Thing, there's this chapter that says what no one wants you to know, and you talk about the best way to avoid that unpleasant picture in your future is to get out of debt.
Well, yes, no one wants you to know how money works. You know, if you go to the mailbox, you get a credit card offer. I'm sure you get them. Everyone listening gets them every week. And the amazing thing is, if you study that, you know, let's say you didn't answer one, you didn't take one of the cards, but they'll send it back to you. In other words, you'll get the same card offer in the mail, you know, in about another week, and they keep sending them over. In fact, if I remember right, the stats on that is like 600 million credit card offers were sent in the mail last year in the U.S., and they're waiting. They're just fishing. They're waiting. You go to a retail store, they're going to ask, is this cash or charge? And even if you have the cash there to pay, they're going to say, well, we'll give you 15% off this purchase right now if we can offer you one of our credit cards. Now, you know, if you had a Visa card, they'd still say that, because what they want to do is for you to have their department store card, because retail stores make more money from their department store card than from the retail market profit. They're really in the banking business.
Mm.
And if you look at all the marketing ploys out there, and everyone is trying to get your money working for them. And so what they don't want you to know is the power of money, how it actually works, how it multiplies. And it's an incredible study of interest. Yeah, the compound interest and how it operates. It's just amazing if you look at what money can do over a long period of time. In fact, if you had just $1,000 at age 20 and you left it on deposit, if you could find a place that would do this, but I'm just saying how money works, if you had it on deposit at a finance company rate, you know, 28% or so, it would grow to over $1 billion, just that $1,000 over between age 20 and age 70, just 50 years, just leave it on deposit. So when they're mailing the envelopes out, they're mailing them out for an interest rate. The average interest rate last year in the United States, all credit cards combined, in fact, even including the 0% entry rate, you know, temptations they put out there to get you, the average interest rate that actually, of all interest rates, was 21.06 average interest rate on credit cards last year. And so they're not fishing for pennies. When they're mailing these envelopes out, and when you understand that $1,000, just one $1,000 deposit over 50 years at the interest rates they're getting from loaning it out at those kind of rates is going to grow to millions and even possibly billions, then they don't want you to know that. But what we want people to know, we want them to know that. We want them to know how they lose money so they can stop losing money. And that's what our company does. We've done it for almost 30 years. We help people find lost money, reposition it into their budgets and their cash flow, and helping them get out of debt. So we mix the common sense with kingdom principles to help people get out of debt and change their life where they have financial freedom.
Well, you and Drenda, you're into encouraging people.
Yes.
Letting people know that there's hope. When you were learning these principles in that 2-year span of time, Your lives were on the verge of being literally changed forever. You're positioned now to be able to say that because of what happened during that period. What practical steps did you take?
Well, one we tell people to do is cut the credit cards up. I mean, you're not going to get out of debt using debt. Okay, let's just we make that clear, Danny. I think we make that clear. You're not going to get out of debt using debt. And so one of the things we did and we tell people to do is get a pair of scissors out and cut the cards up. You know, I went to over the years we've seen so many things and so many stories, but I remember going to a home, one of my clients once, and she had over 50 different credit cards. And she wanted me to help her get out of debt. And I said, okay, ma'am, we're going to cut these cards up. We're going to get out of debt. We're going to stop using these cards. And she started crying, and she just had a fit. She said, well, you know, I can't do that. How am I going to buy anything? You know, how am I going to pay for anything without these credit cards? And that was sad, but in reality, that's how people live. You know, their only security is the credit card. They don't have cash. In fact, I just saw a statistic that only about 60%, 60% of Americans don't even have $1,000 in their savings account today. So the only thing they have is debt options. They don't have cash. So we cut the credit cards up. We said, okay, we're not using debt. We're going to believe God. He's going to show us how to create wealth, how to take ideas, and to pay cash for things. And so that's how, you know, it's part of the puzzle where we got out of debt.
So you're cutting your credit cards. You did that while you were still in debt.
Oh, absolutely. I would tell anyone today to do that. Get a debit card. You know, you can get a debit card for your checking account. You don't have to have a bank card. You know, later on, when you get out of debt and you're free from debt, then you can go back to have a bank card you pay off monthly. But in the front end, you really can't trust yourself with that. You just need to have, you need to spend what you have, and that's it. And a debit card will do a better job of that than a bank card will.
What about all the remaining debt that you had? I mean, there's still payments that need to be made.
Sure.
How did you work through the emotion and the practicality of all of that?
Well, God, remember, I was in finances. I sold life insurance for those early years of our marriage.
Okay.
And when I had this revelation, and God, you know, I cried out to God, and He told me that the kingdom of God was my answer. You have to remember that God is creative. I mean, He knows everything. He can help us. And so when we committed our finances to God, He began to show me some interesting things. I went to a client's house one day. I'm selling life insurance. And the client was in tears because their finances were a wreck, and I knew that, you know, life insurance wasn't going to solve their problem. And so I always took some data from my clients just to kind of see where they're at financially. And so I took the data from this client, and they were in tears. And so I went back to my office, and I began to realize, you know, life insurance wasn't their answer. But I began to play around with my financial calculator, and that's when I found out that they could be out of debt in 5 years. Their case was just at 6 years. All of the debt they were crying about, including their house, every car, everything paid off in 6 years on their current income. I couldn't believe it. I went back through that data over and over again. Then I pulled the drawers out of my file cabinet and began to work through all, you know, not all of them, but began to work through some other client files, and I found out that all of them, with almost without exception, could be out of debt in less than 7 years on their current income, including their mortgage, all their debt, all their credit cards, all their cars. And I had this idea, well, who's telling people this? And so I started a business that helps people locate lost money. You know, Danny, there's $600 billion that is sitting out there that is not being claimed. You can go in any state. Even Hawaii has on their state website, you'll find a missing money, you know, lost money, unclaimed funds account. There's money everywhere. People spend money. For instance, I can tell someone how to have a $10 a month cell phone with unlimited data, unlimited phone, unlimited text, but the average family is paying $200 or $300 a month for cell phone coverage. There's so many ways to find money and reposition it. That's what my company does. You know, then you mix that with God's kingdom, where He helps you create your future and create your potential, then that's just, it's a slam dunk. I mean, it's amazing to watch it happen.
Gary, it's a blessing to hear you. It's a blessing to hear you share that. You're living it and you're sharing it. You're passing on these kingdom principles that God has shown you, the creativity that he's given you, the ideas. You're unlocking, letting us think, feel, sense that can be our reality too. Gary Cassie is going to be speaking at New Hope tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And there's a 5 o'clock meet and greet, a marketplace ministry group. It's available to the public, open to the public, at Sand Island Access Road. Gary Cassie, the author of Fixing the Money Thing, a practical guide to your financial success, and Money Mysteries from the Master, time-honored financial truths from Jesus himself. Stay with us now. We'll be back with more from Gary in our final segment. Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner.
Friday, June 19th.
Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry
presents the 18th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club.
Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jccy.org to register.
Teams are filling fast. Register today.
Learn about special sponsorships at jccy.org. See why golfers return year after year.
Friday, June 19th.
Register at jccy.org.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Gary Cassie speaks about common sense and spiritual law. He talks about the power of the kingdom. In fact, he'd be talking about the power of the kingdom, tomorrow night at New Hope. New Hope's midweek service, and that's at 7 o'clock there at Sand Island Access Road. He will also have a special meet and greet with the Marketplace Ministry Group. It's open to the public, so go ahead and connect with him there. Gary Cassie. You can find out more about him and his television ministry on Daystar, as well as his church in Ohio at GaryCassie.com. GaryCassie.com. Gary, when you talk about common sense and spiritual law, how do those things come together? They seem like worlds apart, but you bring them together in a point of connection.
They are not part at all. The same God that made spiritual law made the earth and made the laws that govern this realm. In fact, that's one of the key principles I teach is the kingdom of God, and people may not know what that means, but we talked about in the first segment,
Right. Kingdom
means government, and it means laws, and that the kingdom, gravity works every time. You know, there's no one listening today that has probably gotten up this morning and has been concerned that they were going to float off the earth, because they have been completely They understand, they have complete confidence in the law of gravity. Well, the laws that govern the spiritual realm created the visible realm. So there are spiritual laws in the kingdom and how they operate. And, you know, the thing is, Danny, when we are born again, we become part of that kingdom. In fact, I read that scripture earlier, Luke chapter 6, verse 20. You know, blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of God. A new government, new laws that give that person that's living in lack an opportunity to create and enjoy a different lifestyle. That's why we have people that try to, you know, sneak into the government or into the U.S. government because they want a new lifestyle. But these laws that govern the kingdom of God, if you'll study the Bible where Jesus is talking, he'll always say things like, let me tell you a truth. The kingdom of heaven is like. What is he talking about? He's talking about laws, these laws. He said, if anyone believes in his heart and speaks to the mountain, you know, and believes what he says, it'll be done for him. You know, Jesus is always illustrating the laws of the kingdom. And in Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 19, it says, we have become citizens of that kingdom. Now, a citizen has legal rights. You know, if you were in the U.S., and you are, and you had a problem, or you have, you know, there's different resources available that are available because you're a citizen. And because we're citizens of the kingdom of God, we have legal rights. There are things that God says, hey, this is yours, this is right. In fact, the Bible says every single promise of God is yes. But yet, here we find most Christians, they beg. They try to convince God of their problems. Well, he already knows all the problems. You know, he already has all the answers for your problems. And we simply need to learn. You know, I simply say it this way, do what Jesus did. I mean, he's illustrating how the kingdom operates. So when I read the Bible, I read it like that, as a spiritual scientist. You know, why was that person healed? Why was this person not healed? Why did the fish multiply? Why didn't that happen? There are laws that govern. When I discovered the key, you would say, Gary, what's the key? The key to me was the day I discovered that the kingdom operated by laws. And I realized, hey, wait a minute, I could learn those laws. That's what changed my life, when I began to study the laws of the kingdom, knowing that I had access to them, that they were mine, that the kingdom was given to me. I am part of the kingdom. I have access to its judicial system and what God says is right. And I can have those things that God says are mine. And when I realized that, that is what changed my entire perspective of my potential and my future. And that is what Drent and I spend our time helping people understand. Every single listener that's listening to this radio broadcast today can be free from debt by the power of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit that is in them. Through creative ideas, their life can be changed. But we've grown up in a culture of survival. We think in terms of surviving until Friday night. You know, surviving until vacation, surviving until retirement. We don't create. We live in a world of just making it by. So we have to change our thinking. We have to start thinking kingdom thoughts. What does God say about things? What does God say about me? What can I do? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I need, you tap into the power of God that's in you, and all things are possible.
Why did the fish multiply?
The fish multiplied, very simple. It's a really simple answer, but there's logistics that happened there. Of course, Jesus borrowed the boats, borrowed the business. He took the boats out. He spoke to the crowd from the boats, and then he came back in and told Peter, hey, go back out and catch, you know, go catch fish. And Peter said, wait a minute, Master. We fished all night and caught nothing. But because of your word, we will. So Peter, being an experienced fisherman, knew the fish weren't there. But Jesus said, go catch fish over there in the deep water. Now, what happened spiritually, when Jesus borrowed the boats changed kingdoms. Essentially, what that means is the kingdom of heaven, when Jesus borrowed the boats, the kingdom of heaven now had jurisdiction in the affairs of that business.
Mm.
So When Jesus borrowed the boats changed kingdoms. They came under the jurisdiction of the government of God that Jesus walked in. That enabled God to give a direct word of knowledge into that situation. The fish are in the deep water. And so anyone can catch fish if God told them where the fish are at, right?
Right.
So that same Spirit of God dwells in us. Hmm. He knows where the fish are at. Now, there's the natural side of the story. The Bible says they were washing their nets when Jesus came by. So the natural side is, you know, God can't make the fish be caught. You know, they had to take care of the natural equipment. They had to know how to fish with a net. They had their part to play in the catch. But the bottom line is, I tell people, that same Spirit of God in you knows where the fish are.
Wow.
And all you need is that word, that revelation of your... See, God gave me a dream in the night to start my business.
Mm.
And I, through that dream in the night, I started that business, and it's still in existence. It's produced millions of dollars, enabled us to give, you know, millions of dollars over the years away to help people in ministry by a dream. So... Wow. Everyone has access. If you're part of the kingdom of God, the Spirit of God dwells within you, has your answer. But there are principles in the stories that unlocked the kingdom's ability to manifest those ideas, to bring those to pass. There's principles how to work with the Spirit of God. You know, there's principles in each story that you need to understand so you can tap into that.
Your teaching gift, Gary, and the generous heart by which you convey the message that the Lord has given is truly a gift of God's grace. And I can see how, and I can just, it's just a sense why God is using you in such a mighty way. And so, dear brother, thank you for taking the time to come and share as you have with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. It's my passion and my privilege.
Gary Cassie. Gary Cassie will be speaking tomorrow night at New Hope at 7 o'clock p.m. You can meet him earlier at 5 p.m. at the Marketplace Ministry Group there at Sand Island Access Road. Gary Cassie, to find out more about him, his books, and his many resources, GaryCassie.com. Dear friend, I hope that you were inspired today by our dear guest, Gary Cassie. You can find out more at GaryCassie.com. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Gary Cassie. Find out more at GaryCassie.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave